This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We continue Masechta Yevamos, Daf, Tes Vav Amud Beis. But we begin on Tes Vav Amud Aleph, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom. Masav Marzutra. Marzutra asked. We're basically trying to determine once and for all when Beis Shammai argued on Beis Hillel, did Beis Shammai defer to Beis Hillel? Or did Beis Shammai ultimately continue to practice what they what their opinion was? Now, in the previous Gemara, in the Mas of Rav Masharshia, in the Mas of Marzutra, it says that the daughter-in-law of Shammai gave birth, and he uncovered the plaster to put tzchach either on top of a child who was old enough to mekayem the mitzvah, but less than the age of chinuch, or the baby, and that sort of proved that Shammai maintained his opinion. And the Gemara says, no, it's not a proof, because maybe really Beis Shammai did not maintain his opinion. However, there it's not obvious that he's doing it to uphold his opinion, but rather he's just trying to create a little bit more airspace. So the Aruch Lener has a very interesting point, because if the reason why Beis Shammai retracted is because of the Bas Koil, then this Gemara proves absolutely nothing. Because this Gemara is not talking about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, it's talking about Shammai himself. Shammai himself was way before there was a Bas Koil that proclaimed Halacha k'Beis Hillel. The Bas Koil was on Beis Hillel as opposed to Beis Shammai, but the actual people, Hillel and Shammai, was well before there was any Bas Koil. Right? That's a very interesting historical fact. Whether you're learning Daf HaShavur or Daf Yoimi, the whole idea that a Bas Koil said that Halacha is like Beis Hillel was Beis Hillel, but Hillel versus Shammai themselves, by the way, there's no question that no Bas Koil ever said that Halacha is like Hillel versus Shammai. So again, that seems to prove that maybe even Shammai himself retracted, and that would be for the reason of Leisus Goydedu. Okay, let's move on. Masav Marzutra. Maisa, there's a story. Beshoikes Yehu, in the water trough of Yehu. What's the water trough of Yehu? It's a hollow stone that's under a pipe that brings water from the mountain, and this was called the water trough of Yehu. Shehoisa b'Yerushalayim, Shehoisa nekuva l'mikvah, there was a hole in it connecting it to a mikvah. So in other words, the water trough of Yehu was not 40 sah. However, there's a principle of hashaka, that if a small water container is connected to a larger mikvah in the appropriate shear, then it's considered to be kosher like a mikvah. Fahoisa nekuva l'mikvah, there was a hole in it attaching it to a mikvah. V'chol taroi shehoyu b'Yerushalayim nasim al gaba, and all of the taros that were in Yerushalayim were made on top of it, were made there. So that's very interesting. Why would they be toivo things there? Why wouldn't they be toivo in an actual mikvah? Well, if you ever went to the Kol Seiv mikvah here in Cedarhurst, you would know that the actual part where you put the kelim in is small and it's connected to a larger area. And that is, if you're going to put a fork in a large mikvah and you accidentally, let go or loosen your grip and that fork goes down into a big area, you're never going to see that again. So it was safer to be toivel it in this smaller water trough that was connected to the mikvah. Now, v'sholchu Beis Shammai sent, v'herchivua, and they widened the hole. Instead of utilizing a hole, what they did was they basically tore down most of the wall that separated it. Shebei Shammai Yoimim, because Beis Shammai said, Ad shetivchas beruba, that a water area is not kosher until the majority of the separation is diminished. Utnan, so that's the opinion of Beis Shammai. Utnan, but we learned in the Mishnah that that's not unanimously held. There is another view, Eruv mikvais, mixing a mikvah, Kishvayferas Hanoid is like the tube of a water trough. By the way, we had this in Chagigon, Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. Be'ovya uvechalala, not just, you see, they used to have a canteen, and on the top of the canteen they had a tube sticking out, and for a mikvah to kasher, another water source, they have to be connected, the size of the tube, the hollow of the tube, plus the external circumference, meaning the area has to be not the inner hole of the tube, but the outer circumference of the tube. The ovya in its thickness of the chalala and its hollow, which is kishtei etzbois of like two fingers, choizros lemakoimim, that could be turned in all directions. The bottom line is, if Beis Shammai tore down the wall, you know, Beis Shammai said the famous statement, the famous historical statement, tear down that wall. That was said by Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai tore down the wall. Obviously, Beis Shammai held of their opinion. Says Gemara, Shema Amino, Asu. So we see Beis Shammai did and followed their own opinion. Says Gemara, no, really, they didn't. Hasam Haroya Oimer Lafushe Mayhu Dekaavid. Maybe they tore down the wall because they wanted a bigger swimming pool. They just wanted more water to come in. So it's not necessarily indicative of the fact that Beis Shammai deferred to Beis Hillel, but maybe they did it for practical considerations. Okay. Tashma. Come in here. The Amar Rebbe Elazar Bar Tzadok. Rebbe Elazar Bar Tzadok said, Kishal Yisi loy me Torah Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan Hachorani. When I was learning Torah by Rabbi Yochanan Hachorani, he was eating dry bread b'melach with salt b'shnei b'tzoyres in a year of famine. So I saw this tzaddik, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok said that I saw this tzaddik, Rabbi Yochanan, his meals were very curtailed in the years of famine. Basi v'hoidati es ava. And I went and I told my father. I guess Rabbi Elazar went and he told Tzadok, Amar li, so dad told me, hoilech loy zesim. Bring him olives. V'hoilachti lo, and I brought him olives. Ra oisan shein lachen. He saw that they were moist. Now, what were they moist with? We know for something to be hosher lekabel tuma, they have to become wet. What are the seven liquids which would render something hosher lekabel tuma? Who knows? Right? You're all muted. Unmute yourself. Yad shachadam. I'll unmute you. Who's that?
Water, honey.
Water, honey.
It's not here.
Water, honey.
The seven liquids.
Right, the seven liquids, right? Yad Shachatam. What is that? Yayin, Dvash, Dvash of bees, not of fruit, and Shemen, and Chalav, and Tal, and Dam, and Mayim. Okay, Yad Shachatam. Now, what about the sap from an olive? Sap from an olive is like fruit juice. It's not. It's questionable whether it's machshel lekabel tuma. So Rabbi Yochanan saw that they were moist. Amar, he said, you know, he was makbet to eat chulin betahara, and in his opinion, they became machshel lekabel tuma. So he made an excuse. Amar, he said, "Ein ani oichel zesim. I don't eat olives. I don't eat olives. Maybe, you know, olives make you forget." The Gemara says in the heart, I don't eat olives. Basi vaidati es aba. I went and I told my father, Amali, he said to me, Lech ve'emar loy, go tell him, Chavis nekuva haisa. This barrel was perforated. If it was perforated, that means we wanted the liquid to seep out. Now, the halacha is that a liquid only is machshir something, the kabel tuma, if you want the item to get wet. But if you don't want the item to get wet, it is not machshir kabel tuma. Right? It says ki yitain, but it's spelled ki yutan, from which we learn that if something got wet on its own, it's only if you're pleased with it. Remember the Gemara in the beginning of Eilam Tzios? And I, but the sap is not draining out. Elashas muha shemarim. It got stuffed up with preserves. So tell him that we took measures to ensure that we didn't want it to get wet. Utnan, and we learned in a Mishnah. In other words, the reason why they're wet is because it didn't drain out. We wanted it to drain out, but the holes got stuffed up. Well, tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Chavis Shel Zeisim Megulgalim, a barrel of crushed olives, softened olives, Beishamai Oimim, in Sri Chlanakev. Beishamai says, don't worry, you do not have to perforate it, because the sap of an olive will not render something Hochshel Kabal Tuma. Rashi says, the Hamoyal Ayotim Nazeisim Me Peroisim, the juice that comes out of olives is fruit juice, Bein Machshirin, it is not Machshir something Lekabal Tuma. Beis Hillel Oimim, Beis Hillel says, we do need to make a hole in the jug because the liquid is considered like oil. And therefore we need to be megala das that we're loy nichale that the fruit got wet. Okay, so Beis Shammai says that the juice is not machshel kabal tuma, and Beis Hillel says the juice is machshel kabal tuma, and therefore you need to make a hole in the kli. Ubeis Hillel Oimim Tzrichel Anakev Umoidim Shem Nikva V'Sasmua Shemarim. He's Moida that if there's a hole in it and preserve, seal it up. Shitahira, it's Tahar. V'Afalpi. Okay, so why? Because you're Megala Das that you don't want it to get wet. V'Afalpi Shet Talmid Shamai Hoya. Now, even though Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzaddik was a student of Shammai, interesting. Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzaddik was a student of Shammai. Yeah? Nasin, no? You have a problem with that?
I think it's Rabbi Yochanan Akharani is a Shammai.
Yeah?
I think so.
Maybe. Let's see. Even though he was a student of Shammai, Loy also elikadivrei Beis Hillel. He only did like the opinion of Beis Hillel. So even though, anyone have anything on that? What does it say? Who was a student of Shammai? What does it say, Philip? What does it say in the Art Scroll? Who is the student?
It says Rav Tzaddik, it says.
Rav Tzaddik? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say in...
It says Rav Yochanan Akharani.
Where, in Masifta?
Yeah.
Okay, so in Machlokes Gedol... What?
Machlokes.
It's Machlokes. Who is the student of Shammai? Rav Elazar Bar Tzaddik or Rav Yochanan Akharani? Interesting. Does anybody quote anybody? No. There you go.
But wouldn't it make sense as Rabbi Yochanan, because they're talking about what he did and what he didn't do? So he didn't listen, because he only he did like Beisham, Beisil, even though it was a Talmud of Beishamah.
So Taisis, the first Taisis says it was Rav Tzaddik was Talmud of Beishamah, the fourth wide line.
Hayachayus Rav Tzaddik mi Talmud of Beishamah haya. Okay, let's leave it out for a moment. Even though someone was a student of Shammai, everything he did was like Beis Hillel. Let's see if we can figure it out. E Amrit Bishlama Asu Bishlama Beis Shammai followed his own opinion. Hainu Rabusa, that's the Chiddush. That what? That even though he was a student of Shammai, but he personally followed Beis Hillel. Eli Amrit Loy Asu. But if Beis Shammai never fulfilled his own opinion, my Rabu say, what's the Chiddush? In other words, like this. According to Beis Shammai, they don't, you don't have to make a hole because the juice is not machshir something lekaval tuma. Let's see Rashi. Rashi on the third line says something very interesting also. The olives were wet. The thing is, the olives are in a vat. So who cares if the olives are wet? They're in a jug. How would anybody be able to matami it? So Rashi says, Kli cheres tamei al gabe amaretz. Kli cheres is tamei because of an amaretz. V'shem enoga begav achavas. Maybe an amaretz touched the back of the barrel. V'tama midrabanan. And Amrits Tamei Amidram and Amrits says Tamei Rabban Vitimasan, and he made the jug Tamei. Now this is Stama Pela, because everybody knows, everyone in the first cousin knows that a Kli Cheres does not become Tamei from the outside, only on the inside. So who cares if an Amaretz touched it from the outside? But anyway, a Kli Cheres is not Metamei from the inside. So what's the Cheshbon over here? The Cheshbon is that even though someone was a student of Shammai, everything he did was in accordance with Beis Hillel. Now, if Beis Shammai followed their opinion, that's the Chiddush. But if Beis Shammai didn't follow their opinion, what is their Chiddush over here? Let's see Tosfos. Mitoich perish akunchus mashma shoyi Rabbi Yochanan choshesh. From Rashi, it's mashma that Rabbi Yochanan was worried that Rabbi Tzadok would not be makbid on the touching of an Am Aretz. Why not? Because why would Reb Tzadok be makbid? Reb Tzadok's a student of Beis Shammai, and according to Beis Shammai, the olives are not wet because the juice is not considered a liquid. The Afagad Reb Tzadok Koyin Hava, even though Reb Tzadok himself was a kind of big day, Perushim Midras Lechle Truma, and the garments of even devout people are Tamei Midras for those who eat Truma, that's a mission in Chagigim, Mikamakam, Haya Choshesh. So Tosis says explicitly, so it's a machloikis, Tosis and Madura Schattenstein versus the Masifta. That's Shtikl Pela, right? But in other words, Reb Tzadok, Rabbi Yochanan was concerned that maybe his colleague over here, who was a student of Shammai, who did not consider it Hoshul Kabbal Tumah, would allow it to be touched. Now, if Beis Shammai followed their opinion, so that's the Chiddush, that even though he was a student of Shammai, but everything he did was in accordance with Hillel. And that's why he said, don't worry, there's a hole in it, and even if somebody did touch it, but it was leinichle to be hoshul kabal tuma. But if Beis Shammai never followed his own ruling, then what's the chiddush that even though he was a student of Shammai, Shammai himself did not maintain his opinion? Yeah, good. Okay, weiter. Tashma shalu es Rabbi Yeshua tzaras habas mahu. They asked Rabbi Yeshua, what is the halach about tzaras habas? Now, one interesting thing is, what do we know Rabbi Yeshua holds? So you say, we don't know Rabbi Yeshua holds anything. Yeah, we do. We know one thing Rabbi Yeshua holds from Tosfos on Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yeshua says, we don't pay attention to a bas koil. Ein mashgichim a bas koil. Okay? So bear that in mind. Says the Gemara, they asked Rabbi Yeshua, what's the halacha about tzaras habas? Am Elohim, Rabbi Yeshua said, machlokes b'sham beis hillel. V'halacha k'divrei mi, and who's the halacha like? Amar lahem, b'nei ma'ata machnisen roishi ben shnei harim gedoilim. Why should I stick my head between two big mountains? Ben shnei machloikos gedoilos. Between two big disputants. Ben Beis Shammai or Ben Beis Hillel. Why should I get involved? Now, by the way, why should I get involved? Because a bas kol said, and Allah is like Beis Hillel. The answer is, who's talking? It's Rabbi Yeshua talking. He says, we don't pay attention to a bas kol. Furthermore, Misyari Ani Shema Yerutzu Gilgalti, I'm afraid they're going to crush my skull. Who's they? I'm afraid if I say the halacha is like Beis Hillel, that Saras Erva Zechi of Kares, then those who followed Beis Shammai, who in the interim produced Mamzerim, when they hear that I say the halacha is like Beis Hillel, they will crush my skull, says Rabbi Yeshua. And I prefer to have an uncrushed skull. That is my personal preference, says Rabbi Yeshua. And therefore I cannot issue any psak. Avalani meid lachem, but let me tell you a little story. Al shtei mishpachas gedolos, two families, shoy b'Yerushalayim. Mishpachas beis tzavuim, mi bein achmoi. The family of beis tzavuim from the descendants of achmoi. Mishpachas beis kufoi, mi bein mekoshesh. Sheheim b'nei tzarois. They are the descendants of tzarois. Umehem kohanim gedolim, and from them emanate the highest of priests, the high priests. V'shimsha gabei ha-mizbeach. So I want to tell you a little story. The descendants of Tzarais, they serve on the Mizbeach. Now, Bechlau, what Rabbi Yeshua is saying is very difficult, because they asked him, what's the halach about marrying a Tzaras Erva? And Rabbi Yeshua said, by the way, I know descendants of a Tzaras Erva, presumably that's talking about a Tzaras Erva that married Lashuk. So there's no Chi of Kares over here. So it bears no relevance to the question that they asked him. Says the Gemara, I amrit bishlama asu. If you're going to say bishlama, they Beishamai followed their opinion. Hainut kamram esharyani. That's why Rabbi Shua was afraid. But if Beishamai themselves never followed their opinion, then there were no tsaras erva that married a brother, never married a tsaras erva. I amrit lo yasa. Amai kamram esharyani. What's Rabbi Shua afraid of? If even Beishamai themselves did not follow their opinion. Says the Gemara, Gevaldiga Kasha, wait a second. And even if Beishamai did follow their opinion, and therefore there were those who married a Tzaras Erva, but a Tzaras Erva is only a Kares, and according to Rabbi Shua, Chi of Kares does not produce Mamzerim, because Rabbi Shua is of the personal opinion that ain mamzer ella michai ve misois bezdin. Says the Gemara, nehi nami da'asu, and even if Beishamai did follow their opinion, this still does not explain what Rabbi Shua was afraid of. My misyari, ani, what's he afraid of? Ha'amar Rabbi Shua, ain mamzer ella michai ve misois bezdin, but Rabbi Shua said, a mamzer would only be from chayava ve misois bezdin. Says the Gemara, Nehinami de mamzer loy have a true Rabbi Yeshua, meaning, very nice, you want to have a solid proof that Beishamai followed their opinion, that's what Rabbi Yeshua is afraid of, that someone did Yibam to Tzaras Erva, fine. But it still doesn't explain what he's afraid of, because according to Rabbi Yeshua's personal opinion, this would not produce mamzeros. Says the Gemara, Nehinami de mamzer loy have a pagamiyahava. True, it will not produce mamzerim, but it will disqualify the children to kahuna. Meaning the daughter, at least, the daughter of a tsaras erva will be disqualified to kahuna. Why? Says the Gemara, we're going to make a kavachomer from an almana to an kohen gadol. Ma almana sheni sura noig b'kol, if an almana whose iser is not noig to everyone, only a kohen gadol can marry an almana, but anyone else can marry an almana. So if her iser, which is a weak iser, evident from the fact that it's not iser to everyone, nevertheless the descendants are pagum, but not pagum, the daughter, the son of such a union are pogum l'kuhuna. Zushi sur shava l'koil, the iser of tsaras erva, which is asur to everyone, nobody is allowed to marry their brother's wife when there's no heter. Meaning a brother's wife where there's no heter, which is usher to everyone. It's usher. Nobody could marry their brother's wife without a heter. Certainly the Vlad should be pogum, and therefore Rabbi Shua was worried for his life. Now, can you make the following kavachomer, the following percha? By Amana, maybe the Vlad is pogum because the Amana herself is pogum. But when somebody lives with his brother's wife, that woman herself is not pagum. The answer is, sure she is. If somebody lives with his brother's wife without a heter, she is, that's a chiyuve kares, and she becomes a zoina. And that does render her herself pagum as well. So that would not be a valid pircha. Now the Gemara says, Kaboi minate Sarais. They asked Rabbi Yeshua, what is his opinion about Saras Erva? And he gave them a completely different answer, Vekapashale b'nate Sarais. and he proved the Bnei Tzarais. Excuse me, and he offered an answer about the descendant of the Tzarais. They wanted to know, can somebody marry a Tzaras Arva? And Rabbi Yeshua went on to say that a Tzaras Arva that marries Lashuk, the descendants are Pogam. Because what was Rabbi Yeshua saying? Rabbi Yeshua was saying, V'kapashale b'nei tzaris. Rabbi Yeshua was saying, the vladois are pogam. That's not what the question was. The question was, what is the din of the tzara herself? Why is Rabbi Yeshua saying what the status of the descendants are? Says the Gemara, Tarti kabaymine. They had two questions from Rabbi Yeshua. Tzorois mai, what's the halach about the tzorois? The timsaloymar tzorois kebeis hillel. And if you're going to say that tzara has a status of, according to beis hillel, namely that a tzaras erva cannot marry the brother, in other words, that a brother cannot marry a tzaras erva, b'nei tzorois de beis hillel, then these tzorois, according to Shitas Beis Hillel, who now marry Lashuk, in other words, according to Beis Hillel, what do these tzaras do? What are they? What are the tzaras supposed to do? Beis Hillel would say, they're pater from Yivam, they can marry Lashuk, they're not zakuk to the Yavam. What would Beis Shammai say about them? Because Beis Shammai would say that they're not pater without Chalitza. So really, they ask Rabbi Yeshua two questions. Number one, what do you say about the tzara? Can you marry a tzara? Can the brother marry a tzara sarva? Is halacha like Beis Shammai or is halacha like Beis Hillel? And if you're going to say that the halacha is like Beis Hillel and they're allowed to marry Lashuk, well, what would Beis Shammai say about these women? Or about these descendants? Says the Gemara, L'may Nafka Minu, who cares what Beis Shammai would say if the halacha is like Beis Hillel? Then why do we care about what Beis Shammai would say about those who follow Beis Hillel? Especially Rashi says the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So why do we care what Beis Shammai would say about this scenario? So the Gemara says it's very important to know. Because in Beis Shammai's world, these women who are Tzaras Erva, when they're marrying Lashuk, they're Chayvei Lavin. So what would Beis Shammai say about the descendants of Chayvei Lavin? And that would have an afgamina, because then Beis Hillel would say the same thing about a case that's Chayvei Lavin for them. Now, what's the case of Chayvei Lavin for Beis Hillel? Machzer Grushasai. Let's say somebody takes back his Grusha and they have a child. Someone has a child with the Machzer Grushasai. Is that child Pogum? Says, well, Lemifshad Vlad Machzer Grushasai. To be able to be Poshet, what is the halacha about a child of a Machzer Grushasai, the Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel? So you say, what do you mean? We already discussed that. It's a Kavah Chaymer. If Amono L'Kohen Gadol, the Vlad is Pogum, then certainly Amono L'Kohen Gadol, which is a Lav that is not Shava B'Koyol, the Vlad is Pogum, then certainly the Lav of Machzer Grushasai, which is Shava B'Koyol, no one is allowed to take back a Machzer Grushasai, certainly the child should be Pogum. Mi Ka'amrinon Kavachoymer, do we say a Kavachoymer, Uma Amono L'Kohen Gadol, whose Isser is not equal to everyone, but not Pogum, the child is Pogum. Zu Sheisura Shavakal, this scenario of Machzer Grushasai, whose Isser is equal to everyone, Eino Den Shabna Pogum, is it not all the more so that the child should be Pogum? Or you could say, Oidilma Iko Lamifrach, or maybe you could ask, Mala Almana Shehi Atzma Mischaleles. Ma to an almana that she herself is defiled. When an almana lives with the Kohen Gadol, she now is downgraded. She can never marry a Kohen. Meaning if that Kohen Gadol were to die, this almana cannot marry a Kohen because she's rendered a Zoyna. But when someone marries a Machzer Grushasai, she does not become Asur L'Kohuna. And therefore maybe only almana L'Kohen Gadol the Vlad is Pogom, because he Atzma Nischaleles. She herself is defiled. Mashein kein, if someone marries Machzik Rushasai, where she herself is not defiled, maybe the child is what? Not defiled. So Rashi says, wait a second, didn't we apply the Kal v'chomer to a Yavama who marries Lashuk? Why don't we say there also, didn't we apply the Kal v'chomer earlier to Rabbi Yeshua? That Rabbi Yeshua wanted to say that even though the vlad of a Eishes Ach is not a mamzer because it's not a chayve misa, but the vlad is pagum. But wait a second, does she herself, does Eishes Ach become pagum herself when she lives with a brother without a heter? And Rashi says, yeah. Rashi says the second to last narrow line, Ule'el gabe chayve krisis b'nei tzorois, she becomes a zoina, and she becomes puzzled from eating truma. So they asked two questions of Rabbi Yeshua. Number one, what is the status of a tzara, of a tzara sarva? And Rabbi Yeshua says, I'm not getting involved. And regarding the tzara in the world of Beis Hillel, what would Beis Shammai say? And the answer is, to that Rabbi Yeshua told two stories of a tzaras erva that married Lashuk, and Beis Shammai never protested the Kohanim Gedolim who came out of them. V'amar lahu, and Rabbi Yeshua said to them, tzarais misyari ani, tzarais, I'm afraid to get involved. The Neid Tsarais, the descendants of the Tsarais, Ani Meid Lachem, I give you the following testimony that the descendants were Kohanim Gedoilim, and Beis Shammai never put up a fuss, Beis Shammai never said anything. The bottom line is we seem to have clear proof that Beis Shammai followed their own opinion. Because again, if they didn't, what was Rabbi Yeshua afraid of? That's one raya. Another raya is that Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, it says about him that even though he was a Talmud of Shammai, he followed Beis Hillel. That even though he's a Talmud of Beis Shammai, and therefore maybe he would allow the item to get wet because it's not really a liquid, but don't worry, he himself paskin like Hillel. But wait a second, even Shammai didn't follow Shammai. So what's the big chiddush that Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok followed Shammai? But he didn't, because even Shammai didn't. So right now where we're holding is that Beis Shammai did in fact follow their opinion. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we will pick it up Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph next Monday. Hopefully we'll have something to say Sunday morning. And on that note, as of now, there is a share tomorrow night or tomorrow morning, whoever wants, at approximately 10:35 and then 8:30 tomorrow night. And as always, you're invited to Tomer Devara at 5 p.m. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a great night. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.